Chazal Zechinesh was a bachir chesal shagam from Yehudim Sechaz Eirvin Daf Yud Tes. Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar said, "Come and see how different the conduct of dealing with Hashem versus dealing with humans. When someone is punished by a human king, they put a piece of wood in the person who's being punished. They put it into his mouth to prevent him from cursing the king. On the other hand, when someone is punished by Hashem, he knows that the judgment is true, and he remains silent and acts as if he's bringing a carbon to Hashem." Rav Shmuel Levi says the same idea, that sinners accept the judgment that's put on them. Rosh Lakish Dashon is a pasuk to say that sinners continue to sin even after they die. How so? By not accepting the judgment as righteous. So you see that they don't. Where it says sinners who are Yidden accept the judgment. Sinners who are Goyim never do. This makes sense based on another statement of Rosh Lakish where he says that sinners who are Yidden will be saved from Gehenna. In fact, where a pasuk is mashmer that the Jewish sinners are subject to Gehenna. Where it says initially they're put in Gehenna, but Avraham Avinu comes and takes them out, except for the sinner who is mezana with a non-Jewish woman because his bris gets covered over and Avraham does not recognize him as a Jew. If Kahana dashes the whole pasuk differently, he says the fact that the pasuk uses a present tense of the word to say that they're sinning doesn't mean that they continue to sin, these sinners. We see that the pasuk says Hashem takes us out of Mitzrayim in the present tense, although it obviously means it refers to something that happened in the past. The same can be said over here for the sinners. It means it refers that they have sinned in the past, not that they continue to sin. Rabbi Yehuda Lozen said there are three entrances to Gehenna, one in the desert that was used by Kairach, one in the sea it's mentioned in Yoina, and one in Yerushalayim. In fact, we find that there are other entrances because Rabbi Marion, in the name of Rabbi Shimon Levi, says that there's an entrance to Gehenna between two palm trees in the valley of Ben Hinnom. Where it says that's the same entrance that we mentioned in Yerushalayim. Rabbi Shimon Levi says Gehenna has seven names: Sheol, Avadoin, Be'er Shachas, Bor Shoin, Titayovein, Salmoves, Eretz Hatachtis. What about the name Gehenna? That's a descriptive name, not a proper name. What about the name Tafta? Also, that's a descriptive name saying it's a place where people are seduced by the Yetzer Hara end, but it's not a proper name. Rosh Lakish says if the entrance to Gan Eden is in Eretz Yisrael, then it must be at Beis Shoin, which has superior fruits. That's Gan Eden. The entrance to Gan Eden in Eretz Yisrael must be at Beis Sha'oim, which has superior fruits. If it's in Arabia, then it's in Beis Goyim, which has superior fruits. If it's between the rivers, it's the Dumaskinan. Abaye would praise the fruits on the south side of the Paras River in Bavel. Rava would praise the fruits of Harpanya. Mishnah said, "Ubeneim kimloy shtei v'chulu." The Mishnah said that the oxen and each team must be tied together and not loose. If they're tied, then obviously they're not loose. What is the Mishnah saying? The Mishnah says the Mishnah teaches that they can't be viewed as if they're tied. As if they're tied, meaning somewhat close together. They must be viewed as if they're actually tied, which means that it's more than just somewhat close together. They have to be as measured as if they're mamish tied, which means they're very close together. Mishnah said, "Achas nechneses ve'achas yoytzes." The Braisa explains that the measurement of the roishoy verubay of a cow is 2 amas. The width of a cow is 1 2/3 amas, which according to Rameir gives a measurement of approximately 10 amas for the team of oxen. According to Behuda, it's approximately 13 or 14 amas. What do you mean? In fact, according to Rameir, it's exactly 10 amas. Rameir says, since we have to say approximately for Yehuda, we say approximately from Meir as well, even though it is exactly 10 amas. According to Yehuda, it's more than 13, less than 14. So what does the Braisa mean? The Marissa says, our Papa explains that it means that it's between 13 and 14, it's actually 13 and a third amas. There's a space between that you're allowed between the boards. Our Papa explains that if a well is 8 amas, and we need 2 amas on each side of the well to allow amas to stand, all agree that only the double corner boards are needed because the distance between them will only be 10 amas. If the well is 12 amas, which means that the corner boards will be 14 amas apart, all agree that an additional straight board is needed in between the corner boards. Machlekes is where the well is between 8 and 12 amas. In that case, the distance between the corner board is more than 10, but less than 13 and a third. Emeya says additional boards are needed. Rishi says no additional boards are needed. Abaye asked Rabbah a series of questions. Number one, he asked, according to Rameyer, if the opening between the corner boards is more than 10 amas, but instead of placing additional boards, he increased the length of the corner boards to decrease the opening to 10 amas. Is that good enough? He answered, the Mishnah says that one must increase the board, which means that the corner boards can be increased. Maybe it means, effectively, that the other boards have to be added. So the Gemara says, no raya. So another version of the above answer had Rabbi answering that the Mishnah is mashma that one must add boards, not just extend the corner boards. The Gemara then says the Mishnah actually is mashma that maybe you can just extend the boards. Next question Rabbi asked, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if the opening between the corner boards is more than 13 and a third amas, does he have to add boards or can he just extend the corner boards? He answered, the Bryce says Rabbi Yehuda limits the size of the area that may be enclosed using this method. Rabbi Yehuda says, this is different than a typical case of enclosing an area because a typical case uses walls and here we're using corner boards. If Rabbi Yehuda held that he must extend the corner boards when enclosing an area larger, those corner boards would be very long boards to the point that there would be actual walls and it would be no different than the typical case. It must be that it requires additional boards to be brought rather than increasing the corner boards. In fact, even with increasing the corner boards, Still different than a typical case, because a typical case has openings that may be a maximum of 10 amas. In this case, it has openings that are allowed to go up to a maximum of 13 and a third amas. Next question, Abaye asked Rabbah, if there's a mound of 10 tefachim at one of the corners, can it be considered one of the corner boards? It's not square, and it doesn't have the L shape that a corner board needs, but it's wide enough to have the dimensions of the corner boards. Can it be used or not? He answered it would be dependent on a chalikas and a braisa, whether a round rock may be viewed as an L-shaped corner board. Shimon Lazar says, we do not, because we would have to view two imaginary actions being done here. One, making it a square, and then two, making it into an L shape. And Rabbi Shmuel says that we do view it as an L board shape. Machlokes would apply to the mound over here as well. Next question about it is, a corner board made of reeds that are placed within three tefachim to each other, is that a good corner board? He answered, we learned this in a braisa, which permits a tree or a wall of reeds to act as a corner board. Presumably, it's talking about separate reeds that are within three tefachim to each other, and it says that they could be used. Or it says it could be, the braisa is talking about a bush of reeds attached at the bottom, even though you may say that it's the same thing as a tree, so why would you have to mention, the braisa have to mention? It could be the Bryce to manage two types of trees. Another version was, the question was regarding a bush of reeds, whether it can be considered a corner board. The answer was from the Bryce that permits reeds, which presumably means a bush of reeds. The Gemara then says that it refers to a single reed, not a bush. The Gemara asks, a single reed is the same thing as a fence, which the Bryce mentions separately. The Gemara says that the Bryce mentions two types of fence.